Okay, in today's conversation, we want to talk about the future of work and in particular, the future of meetings and the role of immersive content. And to help me do this, I am joined today by Jim Safransky, who is the CEO of Prezi. Welcome, Jim.
Thanks, Bernard.
So nice to have you with us. I guess most people know Prezi as a slightly more innovative presentation tool. Maybe you can give us a very brief overview of what Prezi is today.
Yeah, exactly. We have over 130 million users of our presentation tool, so definitely very well known for that. And at the core, that still forms the core of Prezi, which is helping people communicate via visual communications. And today, where Prezi's really kind of evolved over the last couple years is essentially taking that. The reason our presentation tool has worked so well is that it creates a more immersive, more almost three-dimensional experience. And what we've been working on a lot over the last 2 years is essentially taking that immersiveness and that human connection of Prezi and bringing it on screen. So today, what we look at is having a second key product called Prezi Video that allows you to do immersive three-dimensional things on screen. We've been doing this since about 6 months before the pandemic set in. And so really what we've started to become is having a ton of experience over the last couple of years with things like virtual meetings, in addition to our kind of classic presentation business.
Very good. And so looking at the future of work, then where do you see this all going? Because we have seen the transition to digital only during the pandemic. Now lots of organizations are trying to find a hybrid model. Some CEOs believe that we need to all go back into our offices. Others believe that we should have it all virtual. Most believe that we need to have it somewhere in the middle. What's your view on that?
Yeah, I think the way I look at this is if I take the long view, if you think about Netflix and streaming TV content, it's just such a bigger market than the thing it disrupted, which was more traditional broadcast TV or theaters, which is a much bigger market than what that had disrupted, which was maybe like stage theaters. And so the reality is every time something goes digital and gets online, it just goes to a level of scale that we can't imagine, right? Because of the flexibility and that technology and online things provide. So I think if I bring that analogy, from the future of work, while we're all trying to figure out, return to office, partial, full-time, only virtual work, I think, our view based on now working with over 200,000 organizations since the pandemic began on with our virtual meetings product, our view is the online capabilities of a business. If a business truly gets digital, the scale that it can achieve, the flexibility that it can achieve, the diversity it can achieve, we don't even know what those are, but our view is they're 10, 20x more than we think, which is going to make organizations better. So we truly believe that the digital experience will become the primary experience in the future of work and blended for the certain situations. The hospital will blend differently than a retailer, than a technology company. But we definitely believe 10 years from now, we're going to be really, we will look back and we'll say, wow, we didn't imagine what a digital organization really could achieve.
Yes. You're based in California. Where are you joining us from today?
Yeah, I'm joining from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Hmm. Okay.
And in our company, for instance, even before the pandemic, we were pretty distributed, right? And so we have a personal view of this, not just because of the pandemic. So before the pandemic, we had offices in San Francisco, Budapest, Latvia, in a town called Riga, and then in Germany in Berlin. Since the pandemic, we've actually added another location in Ireland. But what I will say is we took that ability to work as a distributed company, and we have gone with a virtual first model now, where all workflows start in a digital online fashion, even if those teams are going to work, you know, often in the office and things like that. And it's really led to a lot of benefits of basically just being able to scale, you know, bring on talent in other areas, frankly, stream back series of meetings if you join a project and get onboarded quickly and stuff like that. So yeah, we were always distributed, now virtual first.
Very good. So what do you see the future of meetings being like?
I think the future of meetings to us, I mean, it's a little bit ironic, which is essentially, I think bad virtual meetings is pretty much the main criticism of virtual work. Yet, I think the future of meetings is they're all going to be online, right? If you have one person remote, then you really need to do a good online virtual meeting. And so I think the reality is they're just going to be really different. We have to, the good news about humanity and the good news about technology is we can fix our problems, we can improve. And so I think we're just going to fix these virtual meetings, and they're going to take on they're going to reflect a little bit more of places where you don't get fatigued. For instance, you know, I may be fatigued, you know, and 2 years ago, you know, on heavy screen share on Zoom. But the reality is I went home and I binge watched a show on Netflix. And so we know that if content and the use of the screen is engaging, then it can hold your attention and not fatigue you.
So what do you see as the main limitations of the current online meetings that we're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with just losing engagement of the audience. And then when you lose the engagement of the audience, there's no participation. And who wants to go to a meeting where one person talks, right? Frankly, that maybe those meetings have to happen, but then in the future, those will be recorded async, right? And we'll just watch them. The one-to-many thing should go away. We should not be spending time live in one-to-many sort of broadcast situations. Those, I think video can help a lot and be recorded. But I think when people think meetings, they think multiple people coming together synchronously to get something done. And I think for us, the future is whoever is presenting, whoever is facilitating that meeting, a lot less, you know, talking at slides and a lot more getting people talking together.
Very good. And so you feel the role of immersive content will become more important.
Absolutely. I think, you know, what the industry has been doing around, you know, 3D technologies, graphic video cards, cameras, the software, like folks like Prezi does, I think we'll take this screen. It'll always be 2D in a sense, at least in the time being, because it's on a laptop in front of us, but we'll make it feel like something that we can interact with and something that we can productively get our work done on.
Where do you see this all going? So if we look into the future, maybe 5-10 years, lots of people are talking about the metaverse at the moment. Is this something you've got on your horizon? And where do you see the future of work and the future of meetings going in the future?
Yeah, I think we definitely think there's a meetings verse somewhere out there, which is essentially how do we rethink meetings? Some parts are asynchronous, some parts are synchronous. The synchronous ones are more engaging, where we're measuring participation, not just whether I kind of stream my content. But we don't see a world where we're all showing up to work with goggles on, right? I think a lot of what we love about work is each other. And so we think that, you know, the future of meetings is going to be one where it really feels like you're connected and technology is helping you feel connected, but to the person, right? I don't want to have a meeting. If you and I were avatars right now, I think the folks watching this wouldn't trust it as much, right? There'd be technology limitations that just really don't allow that kind of trust and that human connection. So we think it's the person on the screen. And that's what, but we think in that kind of meetings verse world, we can use the screen and we can use, we can bring information to bear. It might look a little bit more like if you're a movie fan, you know, like things like Mission Impossible or Iron Man, where you're taking advantage of the screen, but the person is always there.
Very good. And you've got some cool announcements to make, some new stuff coming up. Maybe you can show us some of your technology.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. And I think what I would do is where we got started when the pandemic set in, as I said, we'd started on this offering this product called Prezi Video. And that has led us to where we've now got over 200,000 organizations using it, folks like Salesforce, Cisco, Airbus, IBM. And this was what Prezi Video was, when we first launched it. It was this ability to basically be a newscaster and bring content on screen with you. And you can see these are examples of essentially people with their content, doing virtual presentations. And what we've been working on for the last 2 years is obviously to advance this, the result, and also the ease of which you can do it. And so we have a new release that we're releasing just now that's brought really kind of three key things to the table. And the first is around ease. And that is allowing people to make the on-screen content more interactive just by allowing you to use existing PowerPoint and Google Slides that you have. So if I give you an example, what do we mean by this? So let's say this is a slide I'm trying to present to. This is kind of Prezi Video 1.0. But the problem with presenting over slides is you start talking to your slides and you lose that engagement, as we were talking about. And so we have this new transparent view mode where you can bring any slide onto the screen that's pre-existing. And just like I did there, make it transparent where I still have my content and I still have myself. And so we think that's going to unlock a lot of better meetings just by making the use of slides, get rid of screen share and have it be this immersive mode that we all know and engage with over things like TV. In addition to this, we also have the ability now to what we call these branded name tags, this ability to create a brand for the bottom of your script that we call it the bottom third of your content so that you create more presence and purpose. But what we've seen with customers, it's an amazing thing that something as simple as having a name tag here can start conversations. It can create purpose. Like, yes, I'm at home, but I'm working right now, right? And we see that type of capability is driving a lot more engagement, a lot more productive meetings. And we've added a third thing to this release also, which is a background content layer, which then allows you to use the background, not just maybe I can blur it or things like that, but I can also use the background as part of my content delivery. And so now I can create this immersive experience all from a PowerPoint with a couple clicks or a Google Slide. I can import my slide, make it transparent, have it with me, create the presence, and then you can do a virtual background. This one's quite simple. But it allows you to essentially create this immersive experience that engages the audience and frankly just allows you to get the work done that you want to have done. So that's the release. All of this again works in a web app and allows you to basically work off of content you already have.
Very good. I love this because what we are doing is we're using StreamYard. This is my platform that I'm using, and you're still able to do this. What I like about this technology is that you can use it in Zoom meetings and WebEx meetings, right? So there's a universal interface.
Yeah, correct. Universally, it works on any kind of streaming platform. There's no special setup. You just it works with the existing camera technology that your laptop would have. And then it offers integrations, therefore, with any platforms. And then we have even deeper integrations with Zoom, WebEx, and folks that offer additional APIs that help allow us to make it easier and more immersive for our customers.
Very good. So where do you see the future of this technology going? What's on your roadmap? What are you excited about when it comes to meeting technology in the future, and what are your hopes and predictions for the future of work and the future of meetings?
I mean, you know, as CEO of Prezi, what gets me excited is when people do their best work, right? And I think most all organizations are trying to figure this out. That's what they want too, right? They want their employees set up to do their best work. And so what I get excited about is if we can, you know, working with some of these newer technologies, if we can figure out how to not have it, you know, be a blocker to doing your best work, but an enabler, right? Where you can, in 5 or 10 minutes, you can get across, you know, what would have taken an hour, right? Or you can do collaboration with people that, as great as a whiteboard all together is, if we can figure out how to collaborate across time zones, across locations, then again, I think we're just going to feel better about our ability to have impacts. And so I really think, you know, meetings are going to be totally different. We're going to get rid of the ones that we don't need, and we're going to record those types of things. The ones we have are going to get quicker, right? Because we can use the surfaces to have, you know, more information and more dialogue quicker. So I actually think breaking the format is a really good thing for us, because we'll be able to reset that the point of a meeting is to get something done. And the technology coming to help solve that problem with some of the stuff you just saw from Prezi, we believe will just make people more effective and ultimately, you know, feel like they're having an impact at work.
And do you feel that there's 3D content that could be used in the same way?
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, for us, some of the first places we really think that kind of the layering and 3D is most valuable in the work experience outside of, say, gaming and stuff like that, is when you look at data and charts, there's so many stories to be told. If you can, you know, you start with it, but then you can kind of drill into it and look more closely at inflection points and things like that. And so I think the amount of data that businesses are run on, if you can get it out of a spreadsheet and into sort of and take advantage that there's more data behind the data and have that streaming online, I think it's a really big opportunity. We merged with a company called Infogram years ago that's an expert in data visualization, and we really think that's one of the first places for kind of 3D in the office to do things beyond, you know, engagement and participation, but actually create capabilities that you've never had.
Very good. That is super fascinating, exciting technology that anyone can use to make their digital meetings more engaging. So thank you very much for sharing this with us, Jim.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Thank you.